Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Clitheroe's Castle. Dear Ozzy, just a few lines from Glasgow where we are still on holiday at my Uncle Angus's. Watching me as I write are those two Scottish snoggers, Susan the Haggis and Alfie McTwit.
Shut up. Alfie, have you got the right time?
You are, Susan.
Have you got the time?
Oh, yes, Susan, if you have.
Alfie, what time is it?
It's 20 past.
20 past what?
I don't know. Somebody's pinched my little hand. Oh, no, there it is, you see, under my big hand. They do that twice a day, you know. When they're both pointing to four, that means it's 5 past. Well, 20 past, really, but I'm fast. Not me and my watch, a quarter of an hour.
Things are pretty normal here, Ozzy. Our Susan doesn't know what time it is, and Daft Alfie doesn't know what day it is.
Very funny. If you must read your rubbish, read it quietly.
Right, fish face. Great news, Ozzy. We weren't supposed to be coming home for another 2 days, but now we'll be home tomorrow. My granddad and his daft brother, Great Uncle Angus, have had a big row. Mine, it was Uncle Angus's fault. I know he didn't say me granddad was after pinching his money, but he did say he was having the lock changed on his sporran.
Don't talk such nonsense.
Ain't mine, Susan. Jimmy's right about one thing. Ooh, there has been a lot of trouble.
Well, he should know. He caused most of it. Oh, well, I'd be glad when it's time to go to the pictures. The atmosphere in this house is unbearable.
I know, it's me Uncle Angus's pipe. He's smoking old rhubarb to save buying baccy. Well, I must go and post my letter to Ozzy. I'll go in the other room and ask one of them for the price of a stamp.
Please come. I'll kill him. I'll turn the head of him. I just let me get a hold of him now and I'll let him run across the end of his back.
Is something the matter?
You know what's the matter, you and your jokes.
Well, you were all sat round not speaking to each other. I thought I'd just liven things up a bit.
Well, you certainly did that, Jimmy.
Aye, my boy, maybe we were sat round like dummies at a waxworks, but there was no need to ask if this was the Chamber of Horrors.
Sorry, Uncle Angus.
Just say what you want and then clear out.
It's Ozzy, ma'am. He doesn't know we're leaving here a day early, so I thought I'd write and tell him the good news.
What?
That he'll be seeing me tomorrow night, Uncle Angus. Have you a 5-penny stamp, please?
Stamp? Have I a stamp? A stamp?
Yes, you know, those little blue oblong things with wiggly edges.
Jimmy!
I know what stamps are, you cheeky young whippersnapper.
And you're saying you should go in puce again. Now, I've got a 5-penny stamp in my purse, Jimmy. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Flora. You're a real pal.
You can pay me the money for it later, boy.
Aunt Flora, while you've still got your purse open, can you lend me 5 pence?
I'll pay him for the stamp now, Jim. If you leave it till later, he might charge interest on it.
That'll do.
If that is supposed to be a comment on my thrifty habits, I'd rather hoard every penny I can than go chucking it away in low-down public houses. You've got 2 hobbies, Peter. Just 2. Drinking and more drinking.
Well, we all know why you don't drink, Angus. You haven't the strength to lift the money out of your pocket.
Father, shut up.
Well, you were wrong about me granddad's hobbies, Uncle Angus. He started another one, making model sailing ships and putting them in empty whiskey bottles.
Oh, I didn't know about that, Jimmy. And how are you getting on with it, Peter?
He's 3 weeks behind with his sailing ships and 3 months in front with his empty bottles.
I shan't tell you again, you and your jokes.
Aye, what a relief it'll be when you all go home tomorrow and I don't have to listen to any more of that boy's Sassenach humour.
Aye, and it'll be a relief for us just to get away from your grumbling. You've done nothing but moan and groan ever since we came here. And half the time there's not a grain of truth in what you say.
Why? What fibs has he been telling you, Grandad?
I've heard enough of it. We've been eating him out of house and home. The electric lights are never switched off. My granddaughter's a shameless hussy who's going to disgrace us all by marrying a brainless, chattering baboon. and I'm nothing but a senile old drunkard.
Yes, Grandad, but what did he say that wasn't true?
Good evening. I wish to speak to Mr. Angus Sinclair.
So do I, but he won't let me in the living room.
Pardon, sonny?
He sat in there in the dark. Says he's resting his eyes. He means resting his wallet.
I don't follow you.
He's saving on his electric light bill. He hates spending money, mister. The last time he opened his purse for a penny, Britannia blinked at the light.
Oh, he's parsimonious?
No, I think he's Church of Scotland. Mind, he never goes. It's the collecting plate. He once put a half crown in and they wouldn't let him take 2 bob change.
Look, we're wasting time. Is anyone else about?
Well, my mum and Aunt Flora have gone to see a friend of theirs.
Ah, Aunt Flora.
Yeah, my Uncle Angus's wife. Well, he's my great-uncle, really. Alfie and our Susan have gone to the Flicks.
Alfie being...
The bird brain who scorted my sister.
Oh, whose name, of course, is...
Scraggy Susan. And my granddad's getting ready to go home. He's upstairs packing his corkscrew. And the cat's in the kitchen doing the washing up.
Pardon?
Granted. It's my uncle's idea. He gets the cat to lick the plates clean to save soap powder.
Would you tell him I wish to see him? It's very important.
Right. What's your name, mister?
Name? Oh, Harbottle. Yes. Harbottle of Crabtree, Fisher, Harbottle and Oaks.
What are you, a pop group?
We are a firm of solicitors.
Oh, and the pop singing's just a sideline, then?
Yes. Will you please tell Mr. Sinclair I'm here?
No, then. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, hello, Grandad. This is Mr. Bluebottle.
Harbottle!
Oh, yes, of Crabfisher, Oak Tree and Hawkbottle, Tree Fisher and Harcrab.
Crayfish, Bottle Tree and... Crab Tree, Fisher, Harbottle and Oaks. We're pop singers. They're solicitors. I come all the way from London. Now, can I see Mr. Angus Sinclair, please?
No, you can't. We're not buying anything today. And with coal, the price it is, shut that door, Peter. It's letting all the hot air out.
Well, there's plenty more coming from your mouth.
What was that?
I said this man's come up from the south. He's a... solicitor. Yeah, and he wants to see you.
Jimmy, he's a solicitor, Angus, not a salesman. Oh, you'll have to forgive my brother, Mr. Harbottle.
Tell me, which is the elder brother?
He is. Can't he tell? It's not just the drink and the wild living that makes him look old. He is old. Old and daft.
Listen to young and foolish here.
Then it's to you, sir, that I must give the good news. You are Mr...
Peter Sinclair.
Ah, yes. Mrs. Flora Sinclair's brother-in-law, eh?
Flora? Don't be familiar, man. What do you know about my wife, Flora?
Oh, I know about all of you. It's part of my job to find out these things. Mr. Peter Sinclair, I have some very good news for you.
It's a penny a pint cheaper in the Rose and Crown.
Be quiet, Jimmy. Well, go on, sir. What is this good news?
Prepare yourself for a big surprise. Soon we shall not be calling you plain Mr. Sinclair. We shall be calling you...
The Earl of McKinnon? Father, did you say you're the new Earl of McKinnon?
That's what the man said, Pat. The 14th Earl of McKinnon. The last Earl died a bachelor 10 years ago, and I'm his next of kin. Mind, the man thought it was Angus, till he found out he had an elder brother. Sorry to do you out of your title, Angus.
Oh, that's all right, Peter. It couldn't happen to a better man. Have another wee spot of whiskey, man.
He can't. He hasn't paid you for the last one yet.
Hold your tongue, you impertinent. Aye, aye. You will have your wee joke. Wee Jimmy, aye, aye. Flora, stuff another of those cream buns in his... Give the wee man another one and some more lemonade.
Ah, right you are, Angus. What exactly is this McKinnon estate you've inherited, Peter?
Oh, well, it's a castle with a moat, a portcullis, and 500 acres of land.
And how much did you say it was all worth?
Over £100,000. Have another wee spot of whiskey, man.
Thanks, Angus. Well, it's about 50 miles northwest of here, Flora, way out in the wilds. The man told us how to get there, and he's meeting us there tomorrow morning to hand over the deeds.
But why couldn't he have done that here?
Look, it's all explained in this old book he left.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, it is an old book. A pictorial handbook of famous castles.
Aye, they're all in it there, Pat. Every castle in the British Isles.
Oh, look, see, here's McKinnon Castle, Patsy, page 72.
Well, it certainly looks a fine big place.
Oh, it is. See, all that farmland in the valley, that's all Peter's. He'll be drawing over £5,000 a year in rents alone, the man said. Oh, sirs, another wee drop of whiskey.
Thanks, Angus. Look, Pat. Explains in the next page about handling over the deeds at the castle.
Yes, ma'am. It says...
Shut your... I'll tell her.
That's better. Watch it. You're talking to the 15th Earl of McKinnon, you know.
Jimmy, don't you be cheeky. You were saying, Uncle Angus.
Aye. It's all here in the book, why the deeds have to be handed over at the castle. It's a condition laid down by the first Earl. He fought the English with James IV at Flodden that time they beat us. Shame on us. The English surrounded his castle so he couldn't escape, and as he lay dying in the banqueting hall, he made this condition. Whoever this title doth inherit, before this honour he doth merit, a journey to this place must make, and in this hall his title take.
But if it be the time for bed, he can take it upstairs in his nightie instead.
Jimmy, that'll do. Father... He was lucky to find you here, wasn't he?
Oh, the man explained. He said he'd searched the world for Peter, as our family are related to the McKinnons on Peter's grandmother's side. And then he tried Manchester. And as far as we were concerned, it was £50 well spent.
Oh, well, that... £50?
Aye, the man explained. We had to pay it to get the deeds registered after normal working hours.
But where did you get the £50 from?
Angus lent it to me.
What do you mean, man, lent it to you? That £50 is from one loving brother to another for free. It's a gift.
You're not kidding. I wish I could get 50 quid that easy.
Well, I'm still a bit dazed. Father, the Earl of McKinnon. What a surprise this will be for Susan and Alfie when they get back from the pictures.
Aye, it's a surprise to all of us. And were there no snags of any kind, Angus? No trouble.
Only when the boy was showing the man out.
Oh, no. What did you do this time, Jimmy?
It wasn't my fault, ma'am. When he tripped over me foot, he should have seen it was holding the door open for him. Anyway, I did help him to pick up all his papers after his briefcase flew open.
Well, never mind all that. Have you laid out the supper in the other room, Flora?
Aye, I have, Angus. Jimmy kindly gave me a hand with the cakes and the... What were the biscuits again, Jimmy?
Delicious. I mean, chocolate.
Aye, that's right.
Come on then, everybody. Bring that bottle of whiskey, brother dear.
Come along, Jimmy. They're all waiting for you in the car to go to Castle McKinnon.
Oh, what time is it? I thought we were going in the morning.
It is the morning. It's 7:30.
7? I didn't go off till about 2. I couldn't sleep for thinking about my granddad's castle.
Aye, they've all been the same, and that's why they're leaving so early.
Are you coming?
No, I'll have a meal ready for you when you get back.
Oh, good. Well, seeing he's an earl, I'll have some of that pâté de foie gras on toast. Hey, I was reading about the castle. Bonnie Prince Charlie slept there. Well, it was being chased by the English.
You sound as though you'll be asleep before you get there.
Hey, is that young scallywag? Is that dear boy ready to go with the Earl to McKinnon Castle yet?
Open up the knee. Open up before we dear cold. Standing outside the castle in our kilts. With the wind whistling round the battlements.
Who are you? And what brings you to Castle McKinnon?
We seek shelter from the Earl of McKinnon. Are ye the Earl?
No, worse luck. But one of these dark nights, I'll get my brother on the top of the tower and I'll push... Ah, there you are, brother dear.
I'm the Earl of McKinnon, Peter Mac Sinclair. Who are you?
I'm Jimmy Mac Clitheroe, and this is Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Your Highness, welcome to my humble castle. I'll give you the best room in the place.
It'll be 12 and 6, bed and breakfast.
Quiet, Angus, you money grabber. Will you please come in, Your Highness, and take some food?
Oh, thank you very much. I'm starving and my feet are killing me. Could I have a big bowl of water and a plate of porridge to put my feet in?
Just a minute. You're no Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Well, he's not very bonny, but he's definitely a Charlie.
Doesn't he talk like a Scot? Have you got the garlic?
No, he's got stomachache. He was up a tree for a week, living on green apples.
I am Bonnie Prince Charlie, but as soon as I was born, my dad told my mum to leave Scotland and take me to Hull.
It wasn't really Hull he told her to go to, but she was a bit deaf. Anyway, they only got as far as Oldham, and that's where he's lived ever since.
Yeah, the donkey collapsed and my mother pulled the cart to Oldham. She broke a fetlock and we had to shoot her.
Your mother?
No, the donkey.
Anyway, ever since they've been trying to capture me and put me behind bars.
The soldiers?
No, the people from the zoo.
Father! There's someone at the door to see you.
Who is it?
The British Army. They've surrounded the castle and the Navy are sailing up and down the moat.
Oh, dear, what can we do?
Charge them a shilling an hour per person.
Laura's talking to a colonel at the door now. He said somebody in here is a twit. I mean, Charlie.
Quick, Charlie, disguise yourself as something. I know, put this dress of Susan's on and a shawl over your head. We'll tell him you're my sister.
Look out, here he comes.
Hello there, you fellows. Allow me to introduce myself. Chumley Fotheringay Fuchs with 2 small Fs, don't you know? Are you all Scots chappies?
No, some of us are women.
And I'm James Elginham Bottomley, pronounced Bumley. The tea is silent, unless you drink it out of a saucer. Oh, fruit. Oh.
I say, are you an eaten man?
Only when I'm hungry, man. By the way, old chap, old boy, old toff, this is my sister, Mac Susan. Say hello, sister dear. Sister dear!
Down me foot! I mean, me tootsie.
I say, Bumley, your sister has a very unusual name for a girl.
She's a very unusual girl for a girl.
Aren't you ever coming in to dinner? I've had this haggis in the oven for 3 hours. If you don't come in soon, I'll have to kill it.
I say, who are you?
I'm McJimmy's sister, McSusan.
Oh, charmed, I'm sure. What? My name is Chumley Fothering. Yeah, that's an amazing coincidence. This other lady is McJimmy's sister, McSusan.
Yes, Elbina. They're twins, you see.
Oh, how interesting. It's a strange thing, though. They don't look at all like each other.
Oh, no. That's why we gave them the same name.
Oh, of course, I see.
Listen, Fotheringay folks with 2 small Fs. If you want to capture Bonnie Prince Charlie, I'll tell you who he is, provided you chop off my brother's head and make me the Earl of McKinnon.
How can you do this to me, Angus?
Because I'm a baddie.
Well, I think I could arrange that, old boy. Yes, we could chop his head off tomorrow, unless if the Earl is available in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon is the executioner's half-day closing.
Right. Bonnie Prince Charlie's there, disguised as a woman.
You big Scotch telltale tit. I hope you get woodworm in your crummock.
Silence, Bumley, while I unmask this villain. Come here, sir.
Get your hands off me.
Oh, wrong one. So, it's you cunning devil. Come here.
Oh, you cheeky monkey.
Don't worry, Charlie. Before he gets to you, he'll be punch drunk.
Not fame, you sassin' off ninny. There, he's pretending to be the boy's sister.
Oh, I see. What a masterful disguise. Well, right, you bounder. Let's have that dress off for her.
Oh, you beast.
Oh!
That does it. Where's my shotgun? I'll make you into a sieve.
Oh, please, I can't stand the sight of blood, especially mine.
Run for it, Chumley, through that white door.
That white door isn't the way out.
No, it's the way in.
Thank you, Bumley. I'll come back with the Earl.
The way into the moat.
You little devil, you've spoiled my chances. Come here.
No, get off. Get off.
Come on, Jimmy.
Get off. Get off.
Jimmy, wake up.
What? Oh, Mum, it's you. Where am I?
In the car. Near Castle McGinnon, I hope. How much further is it, Alfie?
It can't be far now. The last fellow we asked on the farm, he was, I mean, not us on it, the farm. He said it was just round the bend.
Are you sure it was the castle he meant, or did he say you're round the bend?
You should have done 50 miles, Mr. Hardbottle says it was. And this nincompoop here has been driving for 3 hours.
We've come more than 50 miles, haven't we, Alfie?
Yeah, we've done 83.
There's a policeman at that corner. Pull up.
Oh, I can have got a licence. Well, I have a tower house, but it's not here. The licence, I mean, not tower house, it's at home. Not tower house, the licence. Well, our house is.
Oh, shut up. Susan means pull up and ask the policeman where McKinnon Castle is.
Oh, that's a good idea. And I thought you meant he might want to see it. My licence, not our house. I mean, he couldn't see that, it's at home. Yeah, our house, them, not my licence.
That's the car stopped. Let's think of a way of stopping Alfie.
Keep quiet, Jimmy. Well, go on, Father, ask the constable.
Leave it to me. Just a minute, my man. We're looking for Castle McKinnon. You know where it is?
Castle McKinnon. Ken Fane, where that is.
Well, stop your giggling and tell us where it is. We've come a long way.
They always do. There was an American gentleman looking for it last month, poor fella.
Look, man, my brother here is the 14th Earl of McKinnon.
The 14th? He's only the 24th this year.
Constable, is there a Castle McKinnon or not?
Oh, it's there right enough. 100 yards up the road and 50 feet down.
50 feet down?
Aye, at the bottom of the reservoir.
The bottom of the... You mean it's underwater?
Aye, unless everybody's left their taps running today. They flooded that valley 20 years ago.
Hey, Grandad, you'll be able to go fishing without getting out of bed.
No, shut up, you. It's not funny.
It was Harbottle who went fishing and caught them for £50.
Oh, Harbottle, he called himself this time. Last month he was Sir Rodney Barrington. So you paid him £50, sir?
Well, my brother did.
I did not. I lent you the £50 and I wanted back. Not to mention the £10 for this car.
What I can't understand is this fella knew all about us. He even knew who Alfie was.
Get away, he didn't know anybody until I told him at the door who...
It was you young devil. No wonder the fella was grinning all over his face as he put my £50 in that envelope. Oh, I even gave him the envelope. And it had only been used once.
Just a minute. I thought I recognised it. Is this the envelope?
Yes, that's mine. Oh, open it, woman, open it.
Yes, Uncle Angus, it's here. It looks like all of it.
Oh, Pat, my dear, how did you get hold of that?
Off me.
What?
Yeah, he found it in the garden before we set off. And I told him to give it to his mum because it belonged to Mr. Big Bottle. Blue, yard castle. I'll shut up.
Yes, it must have dropped out of his briefcase when Jimmy tripped him up last night.
So I've got to say thank you to you, my son.
Oh, don't say thank you. Just write it on one of them pound notes. And take the other 49 to the nearest pub.
What for?
Well, you're an earl. Go and get as drunk as a lord.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, John Laurie as Uncle Angus, Molly Weir as Aunt Flora, and Colin Edwin as the other characters. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Angus was a different man when he got his money back. He was all smiles. He said I was a clever boy, gave me a shilling and patted me on the head. I ran out to spend it, bumped into the table and smashed his bottle of whiskey. He was back to normal in 2 seconds. Call me a naughty name, took his shilling back and patted me on the other end. Come on!